My name is Caroline Deacon, and this is an extract from my story, Be Careful What You Wish For. Jack looked across at the nearly empty pub. He noticed that a ray of sunshine, filtering through the grubby windows of the Rose and Crown, was highlighting the few remaining tufts of white hair, which clung to Bill's scalp just above his red, veiny ears. You're looking old, Jack thought. Tired. Maybe. This year. He glanced out at the sky. Yep, definitely sunny. He should finish up his drink and get back to the gardening. As if he'd known that one of his regulars was thinking of leaving before he'd bought his usual second pint, Mike the barman leant over in his direction, flicking the counter with a tea towel. What's that sister of yours up to now, Jack? Jack's favourite topic. He lowered the glass onto the counter and nodded for Mike to fill it up again. Well, I told you about the cruise, didn't I? The food poisoning? 10 grand down the drain, that was. Yep, you did. And didn't you say she wrote off that Porsche? She can't get car insurance any more now. Jack smacked his lips and raised his glass. Cheers. Put me right off doing the lottery, Mike said. Not that I did it that much before, mind, but still. Jack nodded. Doris agrees with me that money just doesn't buy happiness. To think that at first he'd actually felt annoyed about Sheila's good fortune, especially when it became obvious that she wasn't going to offer him anything. No, he and Doris were happy as they were. They didn't want one of those huge TVs. They didn't need satellite or Wi-Fi or any of those things. Make do and mend. That was their family motto. Why? What would Doris do with herself in the evenings if she didn't have her stitching and knitting? Jack drew in a breath, ready to expand further on his newly developed non-materialistic philosophy of life, when Bill interrupted to tell Mike the news that the early spring had done marvellous things to his marrows. To Jack's dismay, Mike's attention now turned to Bill and his meteorological equipment. Bill's garden backed onto Jack's, and being a three-bedroom detached instead of a two-bedroom semi, it was slightly bigger, slightly sunnier, and his vegetables always seemed to do slightly better than Jack's in the annual village fete. Jack tried to think of a way of bringing the conversation back to his sister, hopefully via a suitably witty put-down for Bill, but nothing came to him. Eventually, his pint was finished and he headed back to the comforts of his potting shed.